Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's time for basketball in the bluegrass.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
These aren't my babies this year. These aren't my babies. That's another thing. Watching this team, these are young men. These are young men.
With expectations.
Yeah, with expectations. These aren't my babies.
And James Strebel.
Buckle up. Let's go. Let's freaking go.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Texter says, LMAO, Joe Lenard. Lenardi just released bracketology. I think Joe is completely out of touch. Lenardi's bracket just came out. Louisville is a 10 seed. Joe Lenardi's first bracketology. He must be drunk.
And Evergreen Liquors. College basketball is back. Not seen Jack Grossman this happy. He's very happy. He's calling Mike DeCourcy right now. That makes me happy. We'll talk to our college basketball insider here in just a second. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with you. Another hour to go. Mini bonus hour. And hey, at 6:30, the Champions Classic on the air. Doubleheader including the national call. Bobby V on that national call of the Champions Classic. Duke, Kentucky, the final game. And then the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show coming up right after that. Bellarmine basketball over on 93.9 The Ville beginning at 6:45. And then the Miller Lite postgame show with Ethan Moore at about 11 o'clock or so. So we got you covered. Kentucky Post, Louisville Post, live play-by-play via ESPN Radio, the Champions Classic, Bellarmine basketball at Purdue, and we are ready to go. We got a little Villanova on right now. They lead St. Mary's by 10, 12, 14 points early on in that one. So it's college basketball season. And you know what that means when it's college hoop season and it's a Tuesday in the 5 o'clock hour. That means it's Mike DeCourcy time. Mike, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I am well, Andy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Happy college basketball season. Now you're
it's time for basketball in the bluegrass.
There we go, Mike. We're pumped up. How was your walk around New York City today? I saw you took a little stroll around the Big Apple.
It was fabulous. What a beautiful day up here. Couldn't ask for better weather. Couldn't ask for a better occasion.
Well, there you go.
Opening of college basketball season. I'm ready to go. Can't wait.
Well, there we go. And, of course, Duke is going to pound Kentucky, right? No, we'll get into that. I'm kidding. There are so many things. Obviously, the two games tonight, what you make of Kentucky, what you make of U of L, we got to get to that. The beginning of the Mike Woodson era. So, locally, there's so much to talk about. You always have a big picture college basketball rant or something that bothers you. We did this the last couple years. I forget what it even was last year, but we went on and on about something last year to begin the season. So as we get the season started, what's on the mind of Mike DeCourcy? What's burning you up right now about what's going on in college hoops?
You know, I was disappointed in the Oklahoma State decision a week ago because I don't think it's in keeping with what the NCAA did with South Carolina for a very similar circumstance. I don't, based on my reading of the case, believe that Oklahoma State gained any advantage from the activities that were being penalized. And so I don't think that's right. They have a nice team down there, a promising head coach doing the right things. And I don't think that the postseason penalty was necessary or warranted, and I'm disappointed about that. But it's hard to complain. When we start a season now, after what all of us who love college basketball went through since March 12th of 2020, where we had no NCAA tournament, and that was just dreadful. And where we had a season a year ago that was a constant battle.
Mm-hmm.
I was always one who believed that it was the best thing to do. And I always am amused by particular critics who come back at me and say, you didn't even want to have a season last year. And I'm like, man, I got the receipts. I was totally on board with having a season last year. But it wasn't the same. It was better than no season. And it was wonderful for Baylor, certainly. But it wasn't what we want. And now, starting tonight, Madison Square Garden, we're back to college basketball. We're still with some limit, you know, some small accommodations, but an opportunity for people to be back in arenas, gyms, for the players to be back out there. The vaccine has been a huge success in that regard, and obviously would be more of a success if more people would partake, if we want to call it that. But it's been great to see the country moving in that direction so that everybody can be at the Garden tonight if they wish.
Are you ready for the circus, or how much are you going to be following the circus of Coach K's final year? You know, I have a Kentucky fan sitting across from me, and they're all ready for Coach K to leave. And I stood up for Coach K today, and I said, let's honor one of the great college coaches, I should say, of all time. Louisville and Kentucky fans don't want to hear that, but obviously that's a main storyline this season, and it's going to be a main storyline tonight there in the Garden.
Well, I apologize, but I've been sort of driving that bus. I had an opportunity 3 weeks ago or so to sit down with Mike and have one of the few one-on-one interviews with him in advance of this season. I was really proud of the piece that resulted from that. I did another today. Actually, I'm sorry, we published it yesterday, but it's available, obviously, today, about the 1992
yep.
Duke-Kentucky game and what it meant for Duke to win that game. And I can defend myself against Kentucky fans here because when we had no March in March of 2020, I did a piece about that game from the Kentucky perspective and how I don't think, and I think I've said this before on your show, that Kentucky fans have a proper appreciation for how great that game was for them. It was a huge part of the reason that Kentucky went on to reach the Final Four in 93, 96, 97, 98, to win the championships in 96 and 98, to make the Elite Eight in multiple other years, 95 and 90 and 99. That dynasty, that burst of unbelievable excellence was all fed from that night against Duke, because they should have lost by 15 based on talent, maybe even more based on talent. But that Kentucky team showed that the spirit of Kentucky basketball was back. So I wrote about that a year ago. So this time, talking about what it meant to Duke and Coach K, I thought it was fair to Wildcats fans. It's his time. This is the final season for him before he retires. So I'm absolutely all in on it. And when people like Carolina fans complain about the multiple pieces I've done, you know, I say this. I wish Roy Williams would have let me do this.
Exactly.
I wish he had stuck around for a year before he went ahead and left. I hated the way he left. I didn't like his final press conference. I thought he was too hard on himself. He's one of the great coaches of all time. I really liked Roy. Still like him, but I mean, I liked him as a head coach. Liked him as one that to deal with. And it bothers me that I didn't get to do this about him. I thought he deserved it, and he chose to go out his way. That's fine, but you can't. Carolina fans can't complain to me about how it went down because Roy didn't give us the chance.
Yeah, I mean that was we didn't get like one final season, right? Where we could go through all of this.
Retire in the middle. I mean, yeah. It's fair. Don't just retire in the middle of March. I mean,
I got
75 balls in the air in March. I'm getting 4 hours of sleep a night. I don't have time for one of the greatest coaches of all time to retire on the spot. I can't handle it.
Damn it, make it easier for Mike DeCourcy. Do you understand that, Roy Williams? Make it easier for Mike DeCourcy. The pieces that Mike is talking about, SportyNews.com. Also, Big Ten Network does the brackets there at Fox Sports. Well, I want to get to the games tonight, and then U of L. U of L's in action against Southern. They're not very good, obviously, but Chris Mack, the suspension started today, so I want your thoughts on that. With Kentucky, this game, but also big picture, what intrigues you about this Kentucky team? They have experience. Some key guys came back, an all-star freshman, an older team. I guess what intrigues you about a little bit of a different look Kentucky team from John Calipari?
Well, I think the thing that intrigues me is that it's a different look in terms of the new players. I mean, we're used to them having mostly new players. What we're not used to is them having mostly new players who are old. I mean, that's a big difference. And so it will take a little time to meld it together, to make sure everybody understands their role and how Cal wants them to play and what their roles might be. But the advantage they have, I believe, to start with, based on what I was able to observe in the blue-white game and that sort of thing, is I think especially with Sevier Wheeler, but also with Ty Washington, whereas a year ago they did not have a Division I ready point guard on their roster. Not a true – I mean, I think Davion Mintz is a fine college basketball player, but that's not really his position, especially not at the Kentucky level. Otherwise, they just didn't have that player. And now they have two who are likely – who I know – we know Sevier Wheeler is good enough because he's done it for a couple of years. And I don't have any reason to believe, based on what we've observed and what we know about him as a prospect, that Ty Washington isn't ready to handle it as well. And I think it will help him that a large percentage of his time will be spent on the floor in combination with Wheeler, so that they can attack from multiple angles. Washington should be a good enough shooter that can be his first job, and Wheeler being the setup guy. So I really like what they have there, and I think that when you have a point guard who understands how to get guys open and how, understands when they're open. I mean, when you average 7 assists at Georgia when they got like no other guys that can score, I mean, you really have to understand how to get guys open. I think that his arrival is huge for the Wildcats and could be a great advantage for them tonight.
Did you think they needed the reboot that they got? Older players, we may see them shoot more threes, although we'll see. And then, you know, moving some assistant coaches out and bringing in Shin Coleman, Orlando Antigua comes back. I mean, it feels like there was a reboot after that 9-win season that Cal, you know, kind of rethought some things, Mike, that he had been doing, and we might see a little bit of a different Kentucky team this year. Did you think that was necessary?
Well, I think that that's a lot of different reboots in the same question, so to speak. Do I think they needed to get older? Not if they were bringing in a John Wall and an Anthony Davis every year, but that train had sort of slowed down since Duke got involved in that battle. When it was mostly Kentucky getting its pick of the very top guys, they could get by, and I shouldn't say get by, they could excel at the level they wanted to excel by recruiting mostly freshmen and playing mostly freshmen. But they weren't dominating that market any longer. They still do great, but they weren't dominating it. And not only was there Duke involved, but there were also others being able to pick off one or two along the way, and it had become problematic. So then this new market opens up, and I think it would have been foolish to not look to take advantage of it, and they took advantage of it with Oscar. I mentioned Sevier Wheeler. You've got C.J. Frederick as well, and of course Kellen Grady, and that brings you guys who have all played and excelled at a high level. And of that group, only Wheeler has not been on good teams.
Right.
You know, Kellen Grady played in the NCAA tournament against Kentucky as a freshman. Shibwe the year before at West Virginia, they were very good, and he was a big part of that. So they know how to win games. I mean, one of the things that's interesting to me, you know, Marcus Carr at Texas now. Some people have him as high as a first-team All-American. I can't argue with that based on the talent, pure talent. But I've also watched him play for a lot of bad teams, and it's not easy to shake that. So, you know, so Kentucky brought in guys who not only are experienced but have been winning players. And I think that that's a big difference.
Mike DeCourcy with us here on The Take. It's a Tuesday. It's ESPN 680-1057. So I guess the other side, Duke, Banchero, Mark Williams kind of came on at the end of the year, helped, send Louisville home last year at the end of the season, bring in a couple big-time freshmen. Was it Wendell Moore and a couple others are back there at Duke. How good do you think they are? And I guess what do you make of this matchup tonight, whenever the game tips, Mike? Probably 10 o'clock.
Well, yeah, I got a chance to see them practice when I went down to talk to Mike, and I like their team. I think that Mark Williams is going to have a great year. Really like him. Banchero is a fantastic player. I from what I have seen, he looks the most like the number one pick in next year's draft. Now, obviously, he has 30, 40 games to back that up and prove that that's right. But based on early returns, he looks like that guy. A.J. Griffin was hurt when I was down there. I'm not sure what his status is for tonight. But I saw guys like Trevor Keels, who is a really muscular, powerful guard. Wendell Moore looked sharp, but again, that's playing against Duke guys and not against, not with the lights on. He's got to be much better than he was a year ago. He had a really poor season a year ago. But I think the key for Duke is Jeremy Roach at the point. That's the one guy who I think he's capable, but I don't know that I see excellence there. So can he be capable enough? You don't have to be John Wall to win this thing. You don't have to be that, that point guard superstar. You can be just a rock solid guy. I always go back to, it's way beyond your frame of reference, to 1982 with Jimmy Black. I mean, he's surrounded by pros, and Jimmy never played in the NBA, wasn't that guy, but he got the ball where it needed to go, and he had James Worthy and Michael Jordan and Sam Perkins on his team, and so you could be just good enough, and that's the question, is Jeremy Roach just good enough? And I think it'll be a very interesting challenge for him tonight, because he's playing against a couple of guys who I mentioned before that I really believe in. If Roach can hang with those guys, then that's a step forward for Duke toward the season they want to have. And if he can't, I mean, if he really struggles, then they might have to, in this game or some subsequent games, they might have to make some adjustments and see whether Keels maybe can play point at this level. So I think that that's the question for Duke going into this year. Can Moore be better? And they expect that. And can Roach be solid enough to run this show that I think otherwise is an A-level team from positions 2 to 5, excuse me.
Do you lean Duke winning tonight? It's a one-point spread. Do you lean Duke winning the game tonight?
I actually lean toward Kentucky based on what I've talked about. I think that point guard is a really important position early in the season because that holds everything together. It gives you the chance for everybody to sort of catch up. Wheeler and Washington could go out and play below the level that I saw that they were capable of. We all saw that they were capable of in the blue-white game. They could. But that's not what I expect. I expect Wheeler to excel. Now, the one caveat I have was, is Oscar healthy? Is he sharp? Is he ready to go? Mm-hmm. If he's not, then Kentucky would struggle to deal with the size presented by Williams and Banchero.
Yeah, that's going to be the conversation. Cal said yesterday, Cal's downplaying everything. Ah, it's not a big game. Well, you know how Cal is, and I can't tell if he's downplaying it because he feels really good or the other way. I can't really tell what Cal's trying to do here early on in the season. Before we go to U of L, quickly, the early game, Michigan State and Kansas, what are you looking out for there?
Well, Kansas is playing without the guy that I think is the most talented on their team, Jalen Wilson. who was suspended for, I believe it was a DUI. And so that'll be interesting to see what an impact that has on Kansas. And Kansas has great talent. The interesting thing to me about this season, really, is that what do I expect? Well, I've seen a lot of these guys play for other teams. Remy Martin is the player that I'm thinking of with Kansas. I've seen him play for other teams. Last year, played fine, but not on a terrible, not you know, on a not very good Arizona State team. The year before, played very well on a very good Arizona State team. So, how does he look in a different circumstance with different responsibilities where he's not the guy?
Mm-hmm.
He's expected to run a show, not be the show. I think that you know those this more than any season in history. Of college basketball, this season is an absolute mystery. As you open the book and look at page one, you do not know where this is going. You maybe have an idea based on what you saw in high school or what you saw for these players in different places, but teams have to mesh, and that's, you know, Kansas. I got yelled at by Kansas fans because I had them ranked sixth instead of second or third.
How dare you?
I had them sixth.
How dare you?
They were mad.
How dare you?
How dare I?
Oh,
you know, I don't
goodness.
Know how good they're going to be. I think they've got good players, but they've never played. These guys have never played the roles that they're going to have to play this year.
Let me ask
either
you
here or elsewhere.
Let me ask you this, Mike DeCourcy. Sorry to interrupt, Mike DeCourcy. I was thinking you were done. I tried to jump in there. Mike DeCourcy with us. Do you think? I mean, listen, we don't have patience as fans anyway, and I can see this maybe with Kentucky. You talk about finding roles when you bring in a new team, but they're not 18 and 19. They're guys that have played in college and have had success and been on winning teams. You mentioned that. I feel like. Like Kansas fans and Kentucky fans, they don't want to hear patience. Like, we'll deal with patience when it's freshmen and guys we don't know very much about that just were in high school. But now that we're dealing with a bunch of guys that played at, you know, Arizona State or Iowa or Davidson or whatever it may, West Virginia, whatever it may be, I have a feeling people are going to say, hey, they're supposed to be ready sooner. I don't want to have patience. Like, I could see if Kentucky doesn't play well tonight, I could see that being a narrative.
Well, you know, I can understand Kentucky fans being somewhat impatient because of what they went through a year ago, but that's the reality of it is that they are more ready for college basketball without a doubt, but that doesn't mean they're more ready to be a team. They have, you know, they, like I said, they all have to understand new and different roles and coaches that they've not played in a game for in the past. They play, you know, Kellen Grady played for Bob McKillop for 4 years. This is a different situation. They're both great coaches, but Bob and John are completely different coaches.
Right.
They're both great, but they don't coach anything alike. It's stylistically on the floor or on the bench. So is Kellen completely ready for what Cal wants from him? I don't know. If he's not, I won't be surprised because it's new. But I expect that within 10 games, I'll be stunned if he's not ready by then and understands his role and is proficient. And I, you know, he's good enough that if he comes out and pops in 16 points tonight, yeah, I can see that. But if he came out and struggled to defend or struggled to understand what Cal wanted or whatever, why would we be shocked?
Mike DeCourcy with us at TSN. Mike, again, all the good stuff there. Sporting News, Big Ten Network, brackets there on Fox Sports. Louisville, I mean, listen, I think Louisville's underrated a little bit. I know Louisville fans feel that way as well. They bring in a new system, a new staff, and they begin tonight in the first six games, including the Bahamas, without Chris Mack. What do you make of the Louisville offseason that now has included Chris Mack missing the first six games? How big of a deal do you think that is as they get underway tonight at 9 o'clock?
Well, I think it's absolutely a big deal. Louisville's offseason was probably among the, you know, other than bringing in players, there, it was about as difficult an offseason as you can have. So this is an important year for them. Because last year didn't end in the tournament, because the program obviously wants to be on the ascent. So it's an important year. And we know they have some very good players, but a guy like Malik Williams, who I've always liked as a player and a talent, has had awful luck pretty much through his entire career. And so can he get through, you know, 35, 40 games with good luck? I hope so, because I really like him as a player. You know, Williamson, is he ready to make a step forward? I hope so, because I think he's got ability, but he hasn't been able to find the rhythm to be a successful player as of yet. You know, we hope that over time that the rest of those guys will mix in and fit and it'll all come together. But again, it's as much as anybody, they have, you know, new players, new faces. We don't know what they'll be, but they have enough proven talent that they have a chance to be successful.
Do you like their team? I mean, they bring in so many new people. Noah Locke comes in. Jared West, who I don't know very much about, looks like he might be one of the better on-ball defenders that we see the NBA. In the ACC, Withers is expected to make a huge step forward. You bring L. Ellis off the bench. I don't know. Matt Cross comes from Miami to Louisville. Do you like what they did, though, to build this team? And they've changed the way they want to play much faster. They're defending, not like Patino, but they're not pressing, but they're not letting you get all the way to half court and then paying attention to you. I mean, there were a lot of changes made, and I tend to like their team. I don't think they're like the 40th best team in the country. I think they're better than that.
I think they can. I understand why you believe they can be better than that. Totally. Because first of all, you know, the core of players that remain, we know what their high end is, what their the level they're capable of reaching, because we've seen it, and they brought in enough experience from other places that there's potential there. But again, it comes down to, does it fit together? Does it affect them in the fitting process to not have their head coach in place?
Mm-hmm.
In respects to a team that that obviously has, you know, as I mentioned before, almost everybody has this challenge this year. Very few teams that don't, but they have the challenge of trying to do it without the head coach on the bench for the first half dozen games. That's a difference that Kentucky doesn't have to deal with. Duke, the teams that are playing tonight, they don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm. You'll do the brackets for Fox Sports, and there's probably a bylaw that the committee, I would imagine the committee will look at. I think Louisville should be safely in the tournament. Of course, I thought that last year in the middle of the season, and then they missed the NCAA tournament. I don't know if Navy is a sneaky game. Mississippi State on Thanksgiving in the Bahamas could be a rough game without Chris Mac. You could face Maryland as well. I mean, there's a chance to have a couple losses. I know this is way too early. If they lose any games, how do you think you'll view that without having Chris Mac? Is it too bad? You got suspended, you move on, you lost the game. I know it's too early, but that's just something that's being talked about around here, obviously.
Yeah, you know, I think most people overemphasize that stuff. When the committee gets down to it, they very rarely, they certainly take almost no account of that relative to entry into the tournament, selection into the tournament. They're not, you know, if you're 20 and 12, you know, they're not saying, well, you know, Chris wasn't there for four of those losses. They're not saying that at all.
Okay.
On whether or not 20 and 12 is good enough to get in. Where they will say it is, well, okay, so they're in. We have placed them into the field. Now, you know, since Chris Mack came back, they are 18-6 or whatever the math on that. You know, and they 18-8 or whatever. They would say, you know, this is a different team with Chris Mack as coach, and we don't want to disadvantage a team on a higher line than them because their coach was gone for the first month and they weren't good enough. That's where it really comes into play. But you're not getting a pass on a loss because you missed this or that. They don't
right.
do that. Where it comes into play is on that seeding thing, because it's not even really as much about you and taking care of you, because again, you did lose those games. It's more about taking care of the team that earned the 4 seed, 3 seed, 2 seed, whatever it would entail.
right? Penalizing them. Yeah, that's a good point. Didn't think of it that way. Mike DeCourcy with us. Getting back to the NCAA tournament, is that the, I mean, obviously it's the main objective, but is that number one on your list for Mike Woodson and company there at Indiana to get the Hoosiers back to the NCAA tournament? What do you make of them? They get underway. What time is it, Jack? 7 o'clock tonight?
6 o'clock. So
6 o'clock. Okay, in a half an hour. There you go. Right there, Mike, on BTN. What should we look out with the Candy Stripes, the Indiana Hoosiers?
Yeah, you know, I think that for them, getting to the tournament is important, but I think part of it as well is just sort of reestablishing what Indiana basketball is, wants to be, a connection with the fans that, you know, maybe create some happiness. I mean, you guys hear it from it.
Just
from
a little bit of happiness. Just a little bit of happiness. They just want Mike. Yes. That's it.
But for the last 20 years, I mean, they're stuffing all the happiness that they've held on to or buried for the last 20 years into, you know, basically into these last 6 months or so. And I can understand that. And they've had some tough times. But it's not been, you know, it's not been a place where they've been content with the direction of the program for a very long time. And so now they've got a new head coach who hasn't done, as they say in soccer, he has not put a foot wrong since the off season, since he was hired. Everything he has done has been right on point. Recruiting shooters, doing a couple of, you know, keeping Trace in the program for another year. Everything he's done has been absolutely right. A little bit concerned, you know, before I mentioned about that, that winning type player, what it's like to be on a successful team. Xavier Johnson, the new point guard, has not been on successful teams at Pitt. At any point. They had some big wins, but overall they were not successful teams. So bringing him in is an interesting challenge for the program. It's the one question that I have. Now, he's talented enough that he'd come out and start playing, and you'd be like, okay, I'm done. You know,
right.
Shut me up. We're good. But he's got to be a consistent player, a consistent team player for them to succeed. And that includes if, you know, by some chance Robert Phinisee beats him out, he's got to be good with that and, you know, continue to fight to try to take the job back, but not, you know, become a distraction. So I don't think that'll happen because Xavier is really physically gifted. But if it happened to turn out that Robert was better for the team running the show, then he's got to be good with that in terms of being, you know, contributing when he's asked. And then, like I said, continue to fight to get the job back.
Mike DeCourcy, last one before we let you go and get down to the arena and have a good time watching the games. And we'll be following all the stuff, obviously, tonight there in the Garden, Madison Square Garden in New York City. All right, so last one, Final Four. Do you have a – I mean, we do this all the time, Mike. I mean, we should have went back to what you said last year. You probably said Gonzaga, whatever. I mean, Texas is out there. I'll ask you about these teams as we go. Do you have a Final Four that's bouncing around in your mind right now? And, again, we will hold you to this and mock you if you're wrong.
Yes.
We will mock you.
I always say that especially with there's no bracket, I never pick a Final Four, so I pick my four number one seeds, right?
Okay, yeah. It's good with me.
So right now I say Gonzaga, UCLA, Illinois. Those are the three that I feel the best about. And then, you know, I think fourth, you know, you always want to have somebody that, you know, sort of a surprise. You know, I could see fourth being a lot of people, but okay, just to make the Kansas people happy for one night, let's say them.
You can't make them happy. Yeah, they won't be happy when Texas wins that Big 12 either. I'm kidding. Kentucky fans are a little nervous about Chris Beard. They don't want to admit it, and they're a little nervous about Nate Oates and Chris Beard, but that's for another time. Well, Mike, cannot wait to visit every Tuesday here on the program. Have a safe time, have a fun time, and we'll talk with you next week. Thank you so much.
Sounds great, Andy. Thank you.
All right, there we go. The great Mike DeCourcy here on ESPN 680 105.7 at TSN. Mike, Sporting News, Big Ten Network, does the bracketology there for Fox Sports. He likes Kentucky, you know, tonight to win. He's like one of the first ones we've had around here that likes Kentucky.
Yeah.
Who did he say Final Four? Zaga?
Illinois, UCLA, Kansas.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
How about that? Who's on Illinois again?
Kofi Coburn.
And that's
Corbello is pretty good too.
I will say this: you have a lot on the line with Illinois.
You want Illinois to be bad?
No, no, you do because so much. Because of Chin Coleman, Orlando
oh,
Antigua,
sure.
Kofi
Coburn.
Kofi Coburn, and the guard who you just mentioned,
Cabela.
I mean,
Andre
let's,
Cabela.
Let's not act like his name wasn't rumored to go to Kentucky either. That was a hot and heavy rumor.
So
that
they
I
have
thought,
two good players.
Trent Frazier's good too.
Who do you think knows more about Illinois?
No, Jack does.
DeCourcy
fine. DeCourcy does.
I'm not putting him in the final.
DeCourcy does. I get that. But let's not dock them at all for losing anybody.
Oh, man.
Let's put them right back at that number one seed where they got busted in the second round last year without Dosunmu this year.
Iyo Dosunmu is doing work in the NBA,
yes, he
too.
Is.
Yeah,
is he
on that team?
I love
him. Do they replace him?
You think you should be in the
final? Somebody's good?
You think you should be in the final four?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you don't think you should be. You don't think Kentucky should be in the final
they
four?
They should.
Okay, there we go.
But Kentucky's different than Illinois.
And you won nine games.
This is Illinois.
And you brought in
a lot of better players than they brought in.
A Davidson player.
Yeah.
A guy who
better players than they have.
Busted at West Virginia.
Better players than they have.
Illinois ranked higher in almost every bowl.
That's fine.
Let's
see what happens. that seven seed is going to be real cute.
Here's the thing with Kentucky's
cute
players.
Seven seed.
I can paint the picture.
Like, Michigan's not going to be better than Illinois.
Michigan's definitely going to be
get
better.
Out of here. Yeah.
Archie Miller had Michigan finishing seventh in the Big Ten. Which is such a
seventh?
Terrible take. Yes.
He had him at seventh?
He had him seventh. because
that man knows nothing. Can I just that man? No, he just Archie Miller knows nothing.
He steals checks.
No, he does.
He really does.
And he's got friends where he just keeps. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He just keeps getting a check. What I would say the fun part about all this, but including Kentucky, Louisville's part of this as well.
Sure.
Is I can make a compelling argument why what Kentucky did in the offseason is good. I can sit here and say they added a bunch of shooters. They added experience. You got four guards now.
Right,
Last year you had Mintz by himself.
You had one.
Mintz on an island.
And I can also say you brought in a bench guy from Iowa.
Sure.
A bust at West Virginia.
He started in Iowa.
A kid. Hang on, Jack. Get the hell out of the way. Facts don't. Streamer doesn't know that. Eat another damn cookie. He doesn't know that. Okay,
brown the chocolate chip cookies.
but I can make out in West Virginia. You know, she was a bust there. Huggins said they got better
when he left.
Once he left, like Mintz is back. No one wanted him back. He was at Creighton. He was an okay player on a bad. Like I can do that.
Sure.
Sevier Wheeler's 5'3".
Like, right.
And he was the best player on a Georgia team that sucked, but still beat Kentucky.
Still beat Kentucky. Yeah, with the backdoor screen.
Tom Crean does that work.
Tom Crean does that work.
Can I cover the Georgia Kentucky game and Rupp and just go to the Crean interview?
Yeah,
we want you to go to the Crean interview.
No, Jack, I'm going to the Kentucky
Andy wants
Georgia
to go
game
interview
in February and sit there with John Wong.
In the cold.
Let's take a break. Great stuff from Mike DeCourcy.
Oh yeah.
On the other end, Bobby V talked to John Shire. We hear the sound.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Look at him
right now.
This
was the glory days, Andy. There's a national championship. I smell it. I'm sniffing it. It's coming.
And James Strebel.
Oh. It's going to be here sooner rather than later. Buckle up. Let's go. Let's freaking go.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Song.
It's a very musty song.
Like well, you know why this song is the one.
Why?
At the start of the clip, Treble goes, I miss the glory days.
Oh, well, yeah.
This is a song that plays at Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
At IU. Yeah.
What's is going to come out to this today?
And the recruits are like, what's this?
What is this? Who's the boss?
Why is this not Jack Harlow and Lil Nas X with Industry Baby? Is it Industry Baby? What is it?
Is it Young Boy NBA?
No, no, the intern will know. Jack, you will not.
I do not know Industry Baby.
It's not Industry Baby.
What
it's
is it?
Industry something.
No, I don't know either.
Oh, I'm disappointed in that. Noah, that's why you're here.
Bleep off to the new intern.
Cooper would have known.
Probably.
Cooper would have known.
Classic Rocky Country.
Oh, well, I like one of those two things.
Oh, goodness. Classic rock, like Filter?
Oh, so did you guys hear the blunder I had on the Sports Center?
No, we were talking. We were talking trash.
Do you want to hear it?
Didn't hear anything that you said during the Sports Center. Absolutely. Yeah. Sure, yeah, let's go. Oh, I thought you had a cut. I was about to say. He's going to go cut it.
He'll cut it. There you go, Jack.
I apologize. Texas says the Cards are going to smash. Cat's going to crash. L's up swine daddy.
Thank you very much. What was that?
And I go, John Calipari talked to Bob Valvano earlier today about how he plans to utilize his freshmen on the roster.
Well, Cal, first of all, it's nice to be back in some semblance of normalcy. This is such a great event, and it's got to be a relief to you to kind of get back to some degree of normalcy, isn't it?
And I played the wrong clip. No, that's not your fault. anyways, we'll hear that clip and the full Cal interview with Bobby V after the break. Yes, this will be on the mixtape.
Cal should have said no.
This was like one of my best. I was like,
you're right
feeling
there.
Good. Yeah,
you're
I'm
right
feeling
there.
Good.
It happens.
Yeah, I was like, I have you know, the pacing I liked, the energy I liked, and then I hit the clip.
It was the wrong clip.
Well, I had Noah hit the clip, and I had loaded the wrong clip for Noah.
Texas says Grossman should have just punted on a Sports Center.
No, he finished out.
I thought I recovered fairly well, actually.
Texas says, what if Louisville's worse when Matt comes back?
Well, that's the conversation we'll have.
267-9680. Yeah. Will Louisville be worse when Chris comes back?
I can't even. I'm already. You guys have worn me out already.
I tell you what.
You guys have worn me out already. It's college basketball season. Striebel's calling everyone a bum.
We're just getting started, baby.
Striebel's calling every team a bum, and he doesn't know any of the players on the team.
No.
He's just calling them bums. Team's a bum.
Kansas a bum. The only team. Like,
can you name four players on Kansas?
No.
That's actually perfect.
Well, they're not getting guys like Andrew Wiggins anymore or Joel Embiid or, you know, guys like that.
I like that.
The Morris twins. Like that. Yeah, they're getting.
Kansas doesn't get those recruits
they're getting
anymore.
Bobby Pettifer, there's
Cal,
one.
Cal cleans up all the recruits that Kansas used to get.
That's right.
Jack didn't even hear because he was entranced by a 20-point game that Villanova
was
playing. And by the way, just college basketball people. Villanova's good again.
I'm picking them to win it
all. Shut up. Oh, shut up. Villanova, shut up.
Yeah, Jay Wright.
Yes, is that, please. Villanova's good again. I'm glad that the Mount, which is what they called Strebel in college.
Yeah,
that
for Mount different reasons.
Mount St. Mary. Thank you for the subtlety. yes, we thank you for the subtlety there.
Well,
the Mount.
They're struggling.
That's what we do, Jack. They're back because of the Mount. I'm just looking at all these gas bag Kentucky people. Oh, we're here checking in at the Garden.
Checking in,
taking their little photo. Thank God that Sean
Smith.
How come
there ain't no plants at the Garden?
Thank God that Go Big Blue Country is there.
I'm glad they're there.
Who's there? Is anyone there? See a blue? Big Blue Drew's there.
Big Blue Drew's there. I think he's the one. He already had his game preview today. He's going to take pictures.
Oh, did he?
And we can use them on the site.
Even though, isn't it Duke North MSG?
Yeah, that's what he said. Is Duke North?
It is.
Is Blue Duke again?
Why even play the
game? Why even play the game?
At this point, the game's over.
Kelsey, you know what he should do?
He just quit the game. Forfeit the game.
He should go out and just abdicate.
Do what?
Coach K, abdicate. Just
what's that? Bend the knee.
Yeah, bend the knee.
Well, say bend the knee.
And just just present his gift to Coach K and say, "We forfeit, sir." Duke North.
Pete DePrimu, who follows Indiana basketball.
Yeah.
He's a gas bag.
Yeah.
He was the one that did the Pennix.
He's the one that did the penis Pennix.
Oh, he's a legend then. Yes.
Patty Ice had a similar situation over the weekend.
Oh yeah, he did. Oh, boy.
It was bad.
Oh, man.
It was bad.
I got that sent to me.
18 times.
18. Yeah. And I was drinking beer, watching Kentucky blow that game, and just for a moment, it distracted me, and I appreciated it.
But Pete DePrimu says he takes a video, Jack, that's 10 seconds.
Oh, boy.
IU warming up.
Oh!
For the debut of the Mike Woodson era. Wow, look at that. That's power. By the way, what do we need to clear spot-wise, Jack? We
should, 1 minute on the back.
Okay, do we want to call Big Sleazy?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Fake IU. Well, get the imaging ready. It's fake IU pregame show time.
Damn right.
How about that?
We
haven't done that.
Forget about him. I mean, we got to bring
him.
Well, we can.
If there was
about us.
If there was someone to forget, he would be him.
Zach McCright, yeah.
Yeah, it would be Big Easy. Yeah.
He doesn't care about us, so yes, that's true.
Not at all.
No. Not one iota. He doesn't care what we're doing tonight, or you know,
he doesn't care about any
of
how
the show's doing. I mean, he might think that, you know, maybe I'm not even on anymore. He doesn't know.
Texas says, I'm going to watch these games tonight, then text in tomorrow with my Venmo name and bet Jamie a $100 bet on the UK U of L game, me taking U of L. Don't bleep out Strebel.
No, I do not take bets.
Not after last
from
year.
From the listeners or the texters.
Because you won $300 or $200.
I won $200, never saw a penny.
And they ghosted you.
Cowards. Cowards.
Texter
nope.
says, tell me you have sound from Rummage. I mean, well, yeah, we played.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. What do you think? No.
No.
No, Rummage, he stopped giving us sound.
Yeah, yeah.
He stopped.
He gave
said, I'm
nuanced
done,
takes today.
Yes, I'm done.
Very nuanced Rummage.
Texas says Coach K is going to crush the Big Blue Spirit just like 92 and Zion one more time.
I didn't crush the Spirit because I was thinking of having a decent season.
I would
there.
Actually say the Zion year crushed the Louisville Spirit more than the Kentucky one.
Because of the big comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were what, up 20 yeah. points or whatever? It's like yeah. a Scott Satterfield I mean, football game.
Yeah.
They just yeah. stopped playing at the end.
Texter says Grossman's funny, making fun of how UK fans talk, yet when he talks, he sounds like a Teletubby. That's got to be...
Wow, musty.
That's it. I don't think Noah the intern knows what that is.
Do you guys know what Teletubbies are?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, they do? Wow. I'm a little shocked at that. I think they know... I mean, they're like, yeah, of course we do.
Texter says Duke secured.
Okay, well, it dawned on me while Mike DeCourcy was talking.
Hey, DeCourcy gave you some love.
He did.
He said, hey, your guard play is going to be better to get the win tonight.
Right.
That's good analysis.
It just hit me as like Duke, what? Kentucky... is in 4 hours.
Oh, please.
I mean, I'm like my body's getting ready. It's ready, Andy. I can't wait. I'm going to be pacing around my house trying to find things to do to fill in the time before the game.
Well, why don't you watch
tips
the
off.
Why don't you watch the first game?
I'll be too nervous and distracted.
Oh, stop.
I am. It's
You're
true.
Embarrassing yourself.
I know, but
You're
it's true. I'm going to watch Kansas Michigan State.
I'll
be looking at my watch
one?
Saying like, you know, come you, on, you, get you this game
why?
Over with.
You know why? Cuz everything's falling apart. The football team is falling apart. That's a sexy noise
well,
you made there.
Trying to be.
But the football season's falling apart, and we were talking during the break. I have no patience for Cal this year.
Yeah.
I don't have patience.
I'm with you.
Like, usually it runs out at some point in the year. I don't have any patience.
You're not even starting with any patience. Like, it's zero
no
patience, zero, you're empty. Not even starting half a tank.
No, I just don't want to hear it.
Yeah, no,
I just don't want to hear it.
Well, Jack's always calling easy. I was like, why is
Big
he on the phone?
Not calling.
He's not answering.
There's no
yeah.
way. He's smiling. There's no way,
yeah,
Big Easy.
No, you go right to the. I'm surprised he didn't give you the FU button.
Big Easy, of course, does look like the guy who is right off Eastern Boulevard,
yep.
where all the drug deals go down in southern Indiana.
Yeah.
And there's a construction crew, and he is exiting a porta potty.
Yes.
And then he looks at a young worker and says, I wouldn't go in there
yeah.
for at least 30-40 minutes, champ.
Stay out there, yeah, Frank.
Stay out of there. Oh, did he answer?
Oh, wow.
I can't believe
upset
it.
Upset of the century.
Time now for the fake IU
yes,
basketball
yeah.
pregame show presented by Musty.com. Now, here's your host, the mouth of the Midwest.
How about Romeo and a tight point guard for a title next year?
Big Easy, Zach McCreet. Zach McCrite. I can never remember how to say this. Zach McCritty.
Talking to the friend. I'm Dawkins.
All Hoosier fans, join in as the Marching 100 presents Indiana Power, Indiana.
Big Easy. Big E, where are you at,
whoa.
Big Easy? Where are you at? You eating dinner with the family? What's going on right now?
Well, I'm enjoying the best part of the year. The part of the year where I'm filled with unreasonable hope, you know, unreasonable
optimism,
imagination, optimism.
Yes.
All those things, you know, and so, you know, and usually it lasts like a week and then it's over. So, and in some cases, in the most recent years, it lasts like one half of basketball. And then, you know, and then it's over. So, you know, I'm just enjoying it. Got a fire going here in my backyard.
Got that solo stove. Don't
got
you?
Got that solo stove.
Oh.
Got to.
Oh yeah.
Watching the Big Ten pregame show. The actual IU pregame show.
Right.
And you know, just hanging out with the letting the kids ride around and, you know, celebrate what is the best hour of the IU basketball season right now.
I will say McCright Milling did a damn good job up off exit 9. Smooth and perfect. So count me as another.
Right. If it ain't right, it ain't McCray.
Yeah, I'm another.
I like the tagline.
I'm another satisfied customer. Okay, Jack, give Easy something, then we'll get him out of here. Go
all
right.
The good news is, Easy, Indiana can do absolutely anything tonight, and it won't be as bad as Archie Miller's debut game, where they played Indiana State and lost by like 17.
Oh, oh my God.
17 of 22 threes Indiana State made. Yes, Indiana State quite literally made 17 out of 22 threes. Oh,
17?
My God. It was, yes, it was the most crazy thing ever.
There is a part of me, a very small part of me, and believe me when I say small, that feels bad for Archie Miller because every opponent came in there and shot 60% from 3 points.
Well, maybe that's on the team's defense, Easy.
Even if they had a hand in their face sometimes, they were hit for free.
I mean, that was an Indiana State game.
But the Indiana State game, I mean, they did not miss it. I mean, my goodness. But and of course, you know, part of it is you can't hit a three. You know, I mean, they recruited nothing but bad shooters forever. Oh, now our dog's running into
it's
cars.
A bull.
So,
it's a bull. All right, get him out of here. Good. All right, go take care of the dog. Get him out of here. All right, get him out of here. Texas says the Big Easy bit is played out. Bum.
No, it's not.
Never.
I love it.
I don't think it's played out, but I also don't. I'm not as confident as you guys are.
I'm
somewhere in the middle.
Okay. I like it. It's good to hear from Easy every once in a while.
By the way, Mitch keeps texting you. Mitchell Hannigan. I mean,
I know.
Brother, it's going to be a
long
night. It's going to be a long night, brother.
Chips in one basket.
It's a long night, brother.
It is. And he's been going all day.
It's just now 6 o'clock. I mean, that's where we are.
He's been going all day.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, let's do some college basketball.
Bellarmine coming up in 45 minutes over on 93.9 The Ville. Champions Classic pregame. We never played the Shire. What am I doing?
It'll be during Champions Classic coverage. Yes.
We failed. John Shire.
Oh, we didn't.
John Shire's a god, and I blew it. So there we go. All right, we're getting out of here. Back at it tomorrow at 3 o'clock on The Take.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.